This might get weird.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Well, then cheers, Grace Helbig.
Cheers, Mamrie Hart.
It is 6 o'clock. We are having a VOD sod.
VOD sod. Tis the time for VOD sod. Wow, wow, wow.
I know, a VOD sad.
I know. I've had all day to think about how to do this podcast. And right. You have given me the absolute amazing you're like, can we do a best of this week and not worry about it? And
whatever,
like,
you need, whatever you need.
I really appreciate that. But I think it's best to just move through. Dude, it is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goose, my sweet, sweet girl, I love you so much. But it is not easy to move around.
Yeah.
So I have to move through it. And so I'm like, this is weirdly harder than cancer, which is so wild, but also like beautiful in a lot of ways to be like, this is only hard because we love her so much.
No. Yeah. I know. It's like, this is on the books as toughest week in
Weird.
Said life thus far.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And for anyone that doesn't know, Goose had to be put down on Friday. Oh. And it was, honestly, everything in retrospect worked out in a really beautiful way. We were able to spend a lot of really, like, amazing last days with her that were great. And the timing of us having just recently traveled to coming back and to being with her and her vet being so amazing with her, like, all of it worked out as beautifully and easily as it could.
Yeah.
Though it is the hardest thing, man. Yeah. Soul dogs. I realize, like, I've heard this term.
I've never heard that.
So soul dog
is... It sounds like a 90s t-shirt line.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like it should be like a skating crew
I'm
or
here
something.
With my pack. Yeah.
But that is what, like, the like a dog that, you know, resonates with your soul in a lot of ways.
Like a soulmate.
Yeah. And it also just feels like this is the craziest year of my life.
Well, no shit. I mean, like, as I talk to people that are mutual friends or that, you know, like, know you more through the lens of me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, can the girl get a break?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I mean, yes. Well, luckily, I mean, like, only good news that you're, you know, cancer free and all that. And like, you had your bud.
I know. That
I'm sorry.
Is
I don't want to get you to.
No. It's OK. I have cried.
I can't
so
imagine.
Much this last week. But
you're a pretty crier.
Thank you. I broke out in a full body rash just from actual crying.
Oh, like, God,
which is just a testament to the dog. But it's poetically beautiful. Yeah. That dog, and Elliot, you know, who has a lot of veterinary experience, was like, dogs will do this. Like, they will be healthy for their owners. And then they will also, like, tell you when they're not. And that's what happened last week. It's just that she kept telling us that she, like, wasn't healthy while still being, like, fine. We also think that she had a little bit of, like, dementia. So basically, she, like, her health started to decline, and the vet was pretty sure that she had, like, a GI cancer. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he said that, both of us were just like, fuck, that's what it is. Like, there's something off about her health. And it's not, we got all these x-rays done and we got all these tests done and everything came back okay and fine. And it would have cost like thousands of dollars to do biopsies to find out if the GI cancer was actually there. And then treatment would have maybe extended her life, like, I don't know, 6 months or a year. So it was just like a very kind of quick whiplash, obvious thing, but it all, like, worked out as best as it could. It's just this weird. It's
surreal.
Just sucks and it's weird. And thank you to everyone that has been just so sweet and supportive. Like, it's awesome, but it is fucking shitty.
You gave that dog truly, I know this is like, at this point, you've probably heard it a million times, but truly the best life imaginable. Like, you are the ultimate dog mom, And
vice
like,
versa. You get it. That's why it's so hard to talk about it, because you get it. And like we, it's, yeah, one of those things where you don't even realize how deep your feelings are for something. And so it's just this like, yeah, weird time. Okay. But
it's going to, with every day, it'll get less of a load, less weird.
Grief. And this is what we talked about last week. It's just like there was a sense of knowing that we're about to walk in with to this era of our dogs' lives that are not super, super fun all the time.
Yeah.
And so it's just this knowing that like, oh, shit's about to get difficult. And, yeah. But then also, there's a whole side of like, oh, there's a weird for both of our dogs, not weird. There's like a beautiful kind of symbolic like chapter of life that is represented by these dogs in a way that feels like I'm moving on from, you know, like that.
Yeah,
there's
and,
like,
and that's not anything to feel weird or guilty saying.
Right.
Like it truly was like you got goose when you were like in a completely different universe of your life and she went through that with you. And now you're like, okay, you beat cancer. You got an amazing husband.
Right. And also like this YouTube era that was like so such a blur and such a whirlwind, I think is like punctuated by these pets that we've had that have been just like so consistent throughout it, that has been like the big thing for me the last like year or so with the cancer, and then with Goose passing, it's just like, whoa, there is a big graduation happening.
Well, it's not not everyone like is given fan art of their dogs.
That's
like
the
it's
crazy,
such a part of our identity that it becomes like it's a character almost in part of your life. And so it's like, well, who's Jerry without Kramer? You know what I mean? Like, you know, where you're like moving on.
Yeah.
Because truly it's like the same way. I mean, I told you a little bit that it's like, I was like, am I supposed to be guilty because I love Larry so much?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it feels like it's just such a my ride or die. And so it feels very weird, I'm sure, to be like, what's existence without it?
Yeah.
And even just like accepting she's gone.
Side note.
Yeah.
You have been an amazing friend this last year. And I just have to tell you that you've been phenomenal.
Oh.
And I can't thank you enough.
No,
and
I love
you. That just
you guys.
We're emotional.
Now
no,
a Bombas ad.
Yeah. Get your Skims. Which everyone freaking loved the Skims ad last week.
I know.
So great. But I just want you to know that you've been an amazing friend, and it is really just incredible because no one knows how to do any of this. No one knows how to like go through it. No one knows how to be a friend to someone going through it. And I just really appreciate all of the support that you have given me in the last.
You're easy to love. You're easy to love. Also, there's a gnat that's been going around you, which could be.
I know.
Goose's
dude,
soul.
I took a video of there was a butterfly that was flying all around today. And I was like, is that her? But it is like, it's been like. Like I couldn't ask for a better passing for her because she is so high aggression and so has so many like variables about her that I have thought through the years like this could be a really tragic, like she could go in a variety of different ways that could be really bad and really traumatizing, and it couldn't have been
the fact
like,
that it was
better.
A gentle. The fact that with Goose's personality, it's like when you see like a total wild card human where you're like, you're going to die in a bar fight.
Yeah, exactly. That I'm
you're
like,
going to get stabbed.
She could get like I just had this visual of her being like mauled by the raccoons that live outside of our house for years.
That's such a terrifying visual. But
terrible.
I get it. I know when you finally told me like, you know, it just happened and this and that. And you sent me a very sweet picture of me holding Goose back in the day.
Yeah.
And Chip's like, are you... Like, I wasn't with him. He texted, like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, just crying in my car about a dog I haven't actually seen in 7 years.
I know.
But, like, it's Grace's world. It's Grace's child.
And everyone has been so everyone's been so nice to the point that it makes it very surreal.
Yeah.
But it also makes just, like, whoa, when people like you and Beans, like there's just that soul connection. There's that soul dog. There's that, like, you've been through life in a deep, deep way together that no one else can really understand but you and her.
Should we get dog tattoos?
Oh, man.
I'm just throwing it out there. It is.
Yeah. Honestly, not out of the question. I have thought about post breast cancer tattoos. Tattoos have been in my ether, but I haven't. Yeah.
Wait, with the breast cancer one, is it like,
I wouldn't get
it. Meaningful, was, celebratory? Like, what would it be?
It was just like a passing thought of being like, should I get a tattoo? Because this experience is so intense.
Yeah. Like,
tattoos usually commiserate like intense experiences, but it never really like connected for me of like something that I would get. But Goose, honestly, could be something.
If I got a little beans, yeah. The question is, would it be like, because there's been some, I've seen some really cute, like fine line, realistic dog tattoos that are really cute.
Yeah.
Or would I do like a little Basquiat,
right?
Like very simple doodle crazy guy.
Right. I don't know. Like Goose's face is so insane that it's like, do I want that face on my body for the rest of my life? No. Even though it's pure joy. Quite a week.
Love you.
Thank you for your support. Thank you to everyone for their support. It has been, yeah, and will continue to be weird, but doing the podcast, honestly, it just helps process and helps normalize, helps like me move through. Cause my alternative was what, that I'm just going to like sit at home and be sad and sit in something.
Can I just say, I was really proud of you because obviously, and I like, on the side, like texted Elliot to be like, is she okay? And he's so funny.
Yeah.
He's so great. You know, he's saying, you know, lover, it was so tough. He goes, now we're cleaning the house, which is also very bad.
Oh, we came home. Like, so we, I'm not
idle hands.
Go,
no, don't.
But we, yeah, we had an appointment on Friday morning and then we literally came home from that appointment like two fucking maniacs. Silently just swept through our house with trash bags and got rid of like literally everything, and then like beds and stuff have been kind of dismantled in the last couple of days, but we like the two of us just went through
went
and we're like it. I can't bear to like yeah continue.
But you're
to see
a person where if you were well
I
because
mean,
of reminding,
yeah.
But also you could be like, I'm having a bad day, so I assembled a house full of IKEA furniture.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I need to get Grace sad before I move.
I know,
so she's
yeah.
lifting things like an ant.
Literally, yeah, we went through everything and it was sad, but I'm really glad we did it because it's just, yeah, it was
but
just like.
I was proud of you because then you were like, I'm going to Italy with some friends and Elliot has his comedy show. Leave the house a lot. And so the fact that you weren't like, well, now I'm just going to stay home for the next month. I was very proud of you.
Thank you. But that's also and we've talked about this offline, that like the weird thing about Goose and for anyone that deals with a high aggression dog is that you orient your life around the well-being of this dog. And you don't realize like how much of your world gets kind of disciplined so that the dog can handle certain things.
Totally.
And now there's this weirdness of being like, oh, we're untethered. We don't have to prioritize Goose being at home and us being with her.
And not that you didn't love every moment, but I understand. Like, I ran into a friend recently, like a couple days ago, and I know her ex-husband, and we saw each other. And then online, it looked like she had like a very fun, like happy boyfriend of the last couple years.
Yeah.
And I was like, how are you? She's like, good. I'm on my way to a blind date. I was like, oh, that's fun. She was like, yeah. I was like, you look great. She's like, yeah. She goes, you know, I was married. Then I was kind of in a toxic relationship. I have felt like I've been levitating the last 2 months.
Wow.
She was just like, I didn't realize how much
yeah.
I was constantly trying to make someone happy.
Yeah.
And when that time like freed up.
Yeah.
Like, how much more time I got. And I know that's a weird comparison because it wasn't like you were toxic with
Goose.
But
that's what I mean.
I
like, there's so many angles of it. Like, oh God, I love this animal so ferociously that this hurts. But at the same time, holy shit, my whole world has been oriented around her comfort and her needs first, and then mine and Elliot second. So, wow, there's a whole new world that opens up, which is a bit like, whoa, it's just disorienting. You're just like, where do I go and how do I be?
How, shout out to people with human children.
My God, I know. Elliot and I, like, insane. This is what we talked about last week about how, like, yeah. I'm so lucky, I'm probably in redundant life with grief. Yeah. But at the point that, like, Elliot and I looked at each other just being like, when this is a human, this is gonna fucking suck.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So bad. My mom's in my living room right now. I'm gonna go give her 900 hugs.
I know. Hug those soul dogs, hug those humans. If you're looking to grow your business, you need Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. Up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify's magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is that no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weird, all lowercase. Again, go to shopify.com/weird, all lowercase, now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Again, shopify.com/weird, all lowercase. Thank you for podcasting with me today. Yes. Because like it has been through the last year, it is just like a really nice anchor for me. But before I came here, I was asking Elliot, I was like, I want a podcast, but it's really hard to figure out stuff to podcast.
Yeah.
He was like, ask ChatGPT. And I was like, ask ChatGPT what? He was like, say, imagine your comedians Grace Helbig and Mamrie Hart, please write a script for my podcast. And because they did this on the Valley Folk podcast, so I asked ChatGPT to write a script for our podcast.
Okay.
And then I
asked
it two more times to make the Mamrie part of the script a bit more Mamrie.
Oh Jesus, I'm a verb now,
dude. This response was within milliseconds.
AI is scary, man.
So scary. And I've been trying to figure out how to use it to help me.
Yeah.
And this might be it. And I've sent you...
You said you were going to text me something.
Yeah, I texted you the screenshots of the dialogue that I feel like it might be fun for us to just...
Just read a script to give your brain a break?
Yeah. That this is what AI thinks you and I sound like if they had to write a script for our podcast.
Okay,
so
how does it go?
The first one
is the first one
is the bottom one.
It's the bottom one. Okay.
Yeah.
God.
I know.
I feel like I'm at an audition for myself.
No, but it's going to be because I've read a second of it and it is insane. Okay, ready? This is what ChatGPT thinks a scripted version of Grace and Mamrie's podcast should be.
I haven't acted in so long.
Okay,
here we go.
All right, Mamrie, spill the beans. What's the latest gossip?
Oh, you know, same old, same old. My neighbor's cat is plotting world domination, and I accidentally joined a knitting circle. How about you?
Classic neighborhood drama. As for me, I discovered a new species of mold in my fridge and accidentally bought a lifetime supply of glitter. So, you know, just thriving.
Sounds like the makings of a sitcom right there. The Moldy Glitter Chronicles will be millionaires.
Yes, and we can cast your neighbor's cat as the villain. It's perfect.
I can already hear the theme song. Moldy glitter, what a sight, causing a chaos day and night with a cat who's up to no good in the neighborhood.
That's it. We're geniuses, Mamrie. Our sitcom is going to be the next big thing. Move over, friends.
Absolutely. Who needs Central Perk when you have moldy fridges and glitter explosions? This is the content the world needs.
All right, let's get brainstorming. We've got a sitcom to create and a cat to cast. It's go time.
Let the comedy chaos begin.
Okay, that was literally the first prompt.
That was the first one.
That just said... can you please, let me read it. Pretend you are comedians, Grace Helping Mamrie Hart. Provide a script for what you think we talk about privately.
Privately?
Yeah. Sorry. That was the prompt.
Your this moldy is... fridges and glitter.
Uh-huh.
And my cat, my neighbors. Well, I mean, they did get me talking about animals in my neighborhood, right?
Right.
And you're constantly throwing stuff out.
There's always an accident and we're always looking for $1 million ideas and we're always trying to figure out how to get something made.
We would be ChatGPT. How do we get rich?
Okay, so I responded, do it again, but please make Mamrie more Mamrie.
Oh God.
And this is the script for
okay,
that.
Okay, this is 2 of 3.
Yes. Okay, Mamrie, spill the tea. What's the latest scoop in your world?
Oh, buckle up, Grace. It's been a wild ride. I accidentally ordered a crate of pickles instead of a single jar, and I've been roped into organizing a bingo night for seniors at the community center. That's like my dream week. That's my dream week.
You've been roped into organizing a bingo night for seniors at the community center.
I've been trying to, hold on, off script. I've been trying to get you to go to bingo night for ages.
I would love to go.
Oh my God. Okay.
Classic Mamrie, always finding yourself knee deep in pickle jars and bingo balls. Meanwhile, I managed to lock myself out of the house twice this week. And befriended a squirrel who now steals my snacks.
The squirrel. Oh, well, at least you're making new friends, even if they are furry and have a penchant for stealing. You and your wildlife adventures, Grace, I swear, you're one step away from becoming the next Crocodile Dundee.
Hey, don't tempt me. I've already got the hat and the adventurous spirit. I haven't read any of this yet. Maybe I'll start training the squirrel for some epic heists. Ocean's 11, but with nuts.
I can already see it. Squirrel Squad, the nutty job. It's a blockbuster waiting to happen.
Absolutely. And you'll be the mastermind behind it all, orchestrating the chaos with your bingo skills and pickle expertise.
Hey, someone's got to keep the snacks flowing and the numbers rolling. It's all in a day's work for Mametown.
All right. Let's make this happen. We've got pickles, bingo, squirrels, and a whole lot of comedy gold. Hollywood, here we come.
Get ready, Tinseltown. Mamrie and Grace are about to shake things up. One jar of pickles at a time.
They really captured the fact that we only want people to buy our
all ideas. We want to do is sell movies, have $1 million inventions. We're off script now. And yeah. I do love pickles.
God, a senior, like, they've really captured an essence.
I befriended a squirrel who steals my snacks.
I got locked out of the house again and I befriended a squirrel.
I literally, before you got here, I was looking at my mom. My mom was like, what kind of tree is that in front? I was like, I don't know, but that's a fig tree. And those squirrels are out of control eating those figs. I mean, like, actual conversation 5 minutes before this started. Oh, wow.
Okay, oh my so God. The last thing I said was, do it again, but make Mamrie, all caps, even more Mamrie. And it doesn't feel like they're making Mamrie more Mamrie, but...
I mean... Okay. Okay, this is our...
Here we go.
The third chapter in ChatGPT.
All right, Mamrie, lay it on me. What's the latest and greatest in the world of Mametown?
Oh, honey, you better grab a seat and a stiff drink because it's been a roller coaster of ridiculousness. I accidentally adopted a chicken thinking it was a tiny dinosaur, and I got roped into teaching a pole dancing class for retirees. Yeah.
Oh, Mamrie, only you could turn a simple trip to the petting zoo into a Jurassic Park sequel. And pole dancing for retirees, you're one step away from opening your own retirement home cabaret.
You know it, babe. The Golden Girls got nothing on us. So what's the scoop with you? Any new shenanigans to report?
Well, brace yourself. I accidentally dyed my hair blue trying to fix a leaky faucet. And I may or may not have started a street dance crew with a group of stray cats.
Oh, that's my girl. Always turning household disasters into avant-garde fashion statements and impromptu dance parties. I'm telling you, Grace, you're a trendsetter.
Thanks, Mamrie. Who needs a plumber when you've got a can of hair dye and a troop of feline backup dancers? We're unstoppable.
Damn straight. All right, let's plot our next escapade. I'm thinking we crash a wedding dressed as llamas. And then challenge the bride and groom to a dance-off.
Now that's what I call a party. Llama suits and dance battles. It's like our own personal episode of The Bachelor, but with more fur and funk.
Exactly. All right. Operation Llama Dance-Off is a go. Let's make some memories, Grace, and maybe a few enemies along the way.
To unforgettable adventures and questionable life choices. Cheers, Mamrie. You're the llama to my dance floor. Let's do this.
And scene.
Why?
Wow, they kind of nailed us.
I know. How does it capture an essence like that?
You know what it just did? It just pep talked me to be like, I need to go on more adventures. I've been stuck at home working. Why haven't I been to a llama party? Well, I need to bingo night. A dance crew made of cats.
God,
look,
yeah.
If that's who AI thinks we are.
And pole dancing for retirees. Like, yours is always like, I'm teaching a class for old people. I'm teaching something young to old people.
I don't know why they
think
that.
Mine is like, I had an accident, but I did this thing. I dyed my hair blue.
Mine is like, I'm like, why would they think that? And then I'm like, so then my new friend Chris, who's 82, is singing karaoke at this cooking weekend. Then me and Kitty hit the dance floor on the golf cart. And yours is just like, I got a splinter. And oh, my God. They nailed us.
Yeah. It's really incredible.
Ooh, good job, Elliot.
Terrible and amazing ChatGPT is.
It's scary, but I mean, I like it in this capacity. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not worried about this taking my job.
Yeah, that's good. It just understands your essence to a serious degree.
Buckle up and pour yourself a stiff drink. I was like, now they've got it.
Yeah, I know.
On the way here, I'm like, well, come to the back. You need a vodka soda?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Damn. Well,
damn, good job.
That was very fun. Ugh. Thank you for indulging me in all of that.
Oh, if my voice sounds well rested, it is because I got a new mattress, you guys. Not only a new one, but a new Helix mattress. Have you heard about Helix? Well, if you give a lot of importance to sleep, I recommend that you learn all about them. Here's the deal. They have got 20 unique mattresses, from their award-winning Luxe to their ultra-premium, what I have, Elite Collections. There's the Helix Plus, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, or Helix Kids, okay? Kids should be able to sleep well, too, and these are designed for growing bodies and endorsed by child sleep and medical experts. So, with that many options, how do you know what's for you? Well, guess what? We've got a quiz, baby, all right? We have got a top pop quiz to find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. Like for me, I'm a side sleeper. I don't want a mattress that's built for someone who sleeps on their back like they are in a crypt. No, I want something that's going to form to my body as I sleep on my side. Luckily for me, my boyfriend is also a side sleeper. But the thing about this is the quiz talks about who else is going to be in bed with you and how that mattress can be good for all parties involved. I did not ask Beans, but you know what? She'll get what she's given. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it on your own home. So that's why they offer 100-night trial and a 10 to 15 year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. That is actually insane in the best kind of way. And also, your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. You can order a mattress and just like that, you ain't gotta go to the store. It's at your door and you are gonna be sleeping sound that night, baby. They have models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side like me. But they also have more responsive foam to cradle that body for essential support in the stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhance
cooling features. You guys know how all I talk about is how hot I am in the middle of the night. Well, guess what? Helix helps with that. Your spine needs some extra TLC. They've got you. Hybrid design, combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. Helix is truly like a vacation during your sleep cycle. All right? Take the quiz, see what you need, and then be sleeping hard, super fast, with a 10 to 15 year warranty depending on the model. It is the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired Magazine. And here's the best part. We're giving you a deal. Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. What? Go to helixsleep.com/weird. And that's helixsleep.com/weird for 30% off your mattress orders, plus two free pillows. This is the best offer yet, and it's not going to last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now, y'all.
Can I complain about something?
100%, please.
Charlotte the Stingray is still pregnant.
What? Wait, I thought
this... 4 days ago.
Okay, because people were saying that...
I think she's catfishing us.
Right, that's like not a good situation. And also,
is she fat? Is she just fat? Well, are we assholes?
Okay, look, I don't have this correct at all.
Okay,
but I feel like Hank Green said somewhere, whether it was on Twitter or TikTok, that it was like the reality of her pregnancy is actually like not it, like it's like super inbred or like something where it's like not scientifically
right.
Like. A thriving birth in some capacity.
Okay. I mean, I don't know Charlotte personally, so
no,
I'm
she
not
just
gonna,
got, I mean,
gonna
this,
grieve her. Okay. We got enough on our plate.
This, I feel like the Charlotte story took off because of the Jerry Springer, like Maury Povich, who's the
Shark,
father
yes.
situation.
But that's kind of wild.
But now it's like, how do they even reconcile this story with an ending? Like,
I mean, elephants gestate for 2 years. Are they? Is it an elephant?
Well, that's it. Literally, I just looked this up and it says a brief investigation into whether Charlotte the pregnant Ray is scamming us all.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Is I kind of want to be like, do oh, you yeah. see an actual pregnant stomach or was this a way for this aquarium this is... to get some funds?
Also,
is this a sting operation?
Perfect. Perfect. The Daily Mail cannot help themselves.
No, they
this
never have.
This is the headline of the Daily Mail. And like, whoever the human is on the other side of this that has to sit at their computer and figure out like the most salacious shit to say for a fucking stingray, God bless your existence. Charlotte, the virgin stingray's caretakers released two similar updates in the same week, fueling conspiracy theories. Well, shit. Who, I mean, but like, who's getting duped?
Here's the thing is when I heard about this story, I didn't need to be invested for 6 months. You know what I mean? But now I have to know.
Yeah, wow. There's no end to it. So is that what people wanted to know on Instagram this week?
No, that was just me.
Oh, okay. Wait, did we talk about the llama that's in... enrolled in an undergrad class last week?
I don't know, because we're dressing as them to go to weddings,
yeah.
Apparently.
Well, this is only going to fuel ChatGPT. Caesar, the no-drama llama, is the first llama to be admitted to an undergraduate program at the College of Liberal Arts at Oregon State University.
What is his major?
He's pursuing a degree in fiber arts.
Okay.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Llama wool.
Yeah. But I don't understand this at all, because there is a TikTok of like them. I'm going to send this to you of them like charging this llama.
No.
He's
got student debt.
No, not charging. Like the physical charging of taking this llama up the stairs.
Okay. Like this country is fucked.
But I don't get like. I don't understand if this is real or not. This was on my list for last week to talk about that.
Okay.
It is the,
I mean, but is it like, is the university so hard up for donations that this is the PR move to
right.
get donations?
And
you're
also,
like, help him go to school.
If
give us
I'm
funds.
Paying an insane amount for my child to go to college, I don't want it to go with a llama.
I don't know if he's sitting in class.
Right. But they are really making this a TikTok thing that I'd be like, wow. I don't think this school is actually doing what it says it's going to do.
That said, when we did bonus content for Dirty 30 with that llama.
Yeah.
What about that llama? Remember? Oh my
that
God.
Was so scary.
Do you remember Tilda
Honestly,
Swinton?
That's what I realized that I'm afraid of big animals.
Oh, across the board.
Yeah. That like horses kind of terrify
Can
me.
Can I tell you right now?
100% anything.
Britney Spears posted with a horse yesterday.
Okay.
Lots of stuff. Lots of nose kissing. Lots okay. of like, I think she's like in a bikini on its back.
Okay. Which seems like that would chafe.
Yes. But also, I just think in general, horse people are built different because yeah. all I think about is how they're going to stomp on my foot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bite my
yeah.
face.
Yeah. Yeah. No, horses are.
And just the cartoon kick.
I know. They do provide a therapy for people.
Oh, equine. And... Yeah, right. Just kidding. But... don't come for me in the comments. I'm totally just fucking around.
But at the same time, big animals do scare me because they yeah. are huge and have their own minds. Yeah. And so I do not know that they aren't going to kick me like
and
that.
And so strong.
But that's what I mean. This llama, I don't understand this. Larry McCool is the owner of Mystic Llama Farm in Jefferson. And
we just found our new bachelor.
Yeah.
Larry McCool, Larry the llama farmer.
He and the CLA Dean Larry Rogers discussed the idea after Caesar visited the campus in December. Rogers said that the CLA is eager to become a leader in higher education and camelid inclusion. I don't know what this does for the school. I just don't. Look, I love a llama. Mm-hmm. I
Me
love
too.
It used in promotion. I don't know that I need, I don't, because now I'm worried that the llama is not doing its homework.
No, see, I'm worried that Mr. McCool,
yeah,
he's forcing this dream on him.
Right.
The llama was like, I would like to be in the field with my friends chewing weird.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like I'm an artist. I don't need to go to school.
I'd like to have my little dislocated jaw eat some grass. And now you're telling me I have a syllabus?
Yeah, I feel like they've put him in a situation that, wow. But it's called, it's Caesar the No Drama Llama.
Now, let me tell you this, ask you this.
Yeah.
When you were in college,
yeah,
and you were in classes, if you knew there was a class that had a not normal domestic pet animal in there,
yeah,
what would you want it to be?
What would I want it to be?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. A dolphin.
In a class out of water?
Because they're the smartest ones, aren't they?
Out of water?
No, I want it in water. I want it alive. I want it to be able to compete academically with okay. me at the height of its intelligence.
All right.
I mean, what would you want?
I, just for my own pleasure, I mean, like, I do love a primate. As we know, IKEA yeah. monkey takes my savings.
Yeah. Yes.
As we know. But I think it'd be really fun if you were in class on like a second story floor and the giraffe was there. Like yeah. outside paying attention.
No, that'd be great.
You know what I mean?
I have no problem with
I love giraffes.
A college having a pet. Okay. But when it's like if you're telling me that this llama is doing the same amount of homework
yeah.
that I'm doing.
Yeah.
I can't really get on board with that. And that my student debt is at a certain degree.
So like, you can pull off these shenanigans?
Right.
I'd be like, how much of my tuition is going to your PR company?
Exactly. Exactly. Now I'm mad about it.
Now we're mad. A cool thing about a dolphin is when they sleep, they only turn off half their brain. So a dolphin could technically sleep in class and no one would know.
That's true.
He'd look wide awake.
They are
scary.
Maniac creatures. Yeah. We saw a couple of them when we were in Florida and they were fucking. And it was like,
yeah.
All oh, yeah. of these dolphin boats, it's just like, we're going to see dolphins.com, the boat that yeah. you get on. And then like we like sidled up next to them and we just watched these dolphins that were clearly just like having sex.
Oh.
And it was like, okay.
Cool. Okay, Hey USA season 2, when Kingsley and I swam with wild dolphins.
Yeah.
Like we dropped in and friggin' it was a pod of like
100 or more dolphins swimming in twos, and the guy's like, okay, so this is how they sleep. They swim in pairs, and each of them turns off the inside part of their brain, and the outside part of their brain is still awake, like guiding them. So don't bump into them or accidentally wake them up, because they could be
aggressive.
Like,
yeah,
that's the scariest thing you could hear.
Yeah. I mean,
like, because, you know, look, some people, they're great when they're half asleep. My mom takes a lot of sleep meds. Last night, I was feeding her quesadillas and ice cream pie, and we were laughing. She's, oh my God, she gave me a quote, Grace, that I had to write down. I texted it to myself. She was like, she goes to church every day. Not every day, every Sunday. Yeah. And I guess there's like an altar there, and like people sign up to like decorate it nice. Okay. Like, you know, with a nice like cloth and like new flowers. And she was like, I got the... It's my altar. It's my first altar on Sunday. And I was like, oh. And so, you know, we're talking. I'm telling her about the documentary set. She's three sheets on Unisom, right?
Yeah.
And then she's like, I want to make it nice. And I was like, do you think they'll judge you if it's not good? She was like, yes. And she was like, I just got to make it good. And then she says, I texted to myself. She goes, I just kind of got to be radical beautiful in whatever I do. And I was like, you just kind of have to be radical beautiful in whatever you
do. That's amazing.
And I said, Mom, I got to text that to myself. She was like, sure. Where's the quesadilla?
That is...
radical beautiful. She was just like, I got to be brave. And it was like the most like normal little cute thing. I got to be radical beautiful in whatever I do.
That is... Yep. Write that down. Write that down and text it to yourself, because that is truly what this year is about.
Right?
I think that's absolutely beautiful.
I was like, radical beautiful sounds like the follow-up movie Zach Braff should have done after Garden State.
Yeah, it sounds like a song that should have been on...
Torture Poet Society? Yeah. I did take a really long walk yesterday and listen to some of it.
What'd you think?
Here's the deal. And then we'll leave on this because, you know, it's an emotional episode. I am so petty because, no, I actually liked some of it. Like, I got into some of it, but that's because I didn't ever listen to Folklore and Evermore and Paramore.
I have not let myself listen to the rest of it.
So I was coming in like not, I was coming in, even though we like make fun of it or poke fun of it, I should say, like without... having fatigue.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have Taylor fatigue because I didn't really listen to those albums.
Yeah.
But just as a human, and I wouldn't consider myself a jealous person, but I was like ready to, like, I was thinking petty, it through the eyes of Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Being like, if I just heard this album about this one dude, Matt Healy, like, it takes a big person to be like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. She was over that. I'd be like, is she?
Yeah.
Is she? Because it sounds like her Romeo is elsewhere. And I love you, Travis Kelce. But like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, she declared this album by saying this chapter is over, which I don't think she's ever done before.
I'm mouth breathing. I'm in shock.
Yeah. Which feels like she said, oh, I had to make this art, but this is over. We're not going to go back in time. Like, this is done. These are the feelings I had. These are the things that happened. This is whatever. And
these are feelings I don't have anymore.
Yeah. It felt like she was doing the most she's ever done to signal to her audience, do not
look for clues.
Do not hold on to this as my lore moving forward. Like, this is the past. The past is the past.
And I think you mentioned that before, but I hadn't really listened to it. And then I was like, oh, if I was.
But that's what everyone says. That the meme is like Taylor Swift's albums are like someone that's never gotten over anything in their life ever.
I mean,
and that's what she has made a career off of.
I would feel weird right now, like, still following an ex on Instagram.
Yeah.
And this person is like, here's 35 songs
about
you and how in love with you I was. But don't let your ego get too crazy. I'm absolutely over it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't question this. It's over. It's done. But it did happen. Yeah. I'm surprised that you listened to it.
I only listened to like 4 songs.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long of a walk. Here's what I need fun music videos.
I need bops.
I need like bops.
I would like a bop or two.
If someone could please like remix some of these songs.
Yeah.
Then let's fucking go.
That would be amazing. But I also like, I miss like anthems. I mean, that's just my, like, I love movie trailer music. I love anthems. I love
me too.
Songs that feel like I'm getting ready to take on the world.
Have you listened to Chapel Roan yet?
I know. I know. And that's what I, and is that what it is? That's what she does?
Well, she's just like a girl's girl, you know? Okay. And like, I know, I mean, like her presence is so big, but she's always like, well, come on, let's go then. You're like,
all right.
She's, so I didn't realize this till yesterday.
Yeah.
When I was just scrolling on my phone in the Petco parking lot instead of doing anything productive, that she separates and she says, because she has a normal name. She's like, oh, Chapel is my character. That's me in drag.
Oh, okay.
She's like, so when you talk to me, I'm not her.
Okay.
And what I loved about her, which I thought was very brave, is she doesn't do meet and greets anymore.
Okay.
And she was just like, yeah, everyone wanted to trauma dump on me. Oh. I can't, I'm so sorry, but like, I can't hear every, like, all this sad stuff. I can't hear all of that and then like go do a show. She's like, I'm not going to sign anything. I don't want you to get a tattoo.
Yep.
And wow. She just said all this boundaries. Stuff. She just said, she was like, no one has boundaries. She was like, this is my character. This is what I do. I'm so glad people connect with it, but it's not who I am.
Wow.
I don't want you to over-sexualize me because it's a character.
And it amazing.
I was just like, oh, who is this? Oh, I love you even more.
Well.
But I have boundaries.
I
think I'm gonna pick a couple songs because I only know a few. I'm gonna pick a couple songs and send them to you because I feel like it would be Grace Helbig screaming on the treadmill.
That's what I need, because I have been, look, in the last week I've been getting into my SWATs. I have been doing some Beat Saber the last week.
Beast mode and Beat Saber.
Yeah, this is how we know she's healing. There's been a lot of swatting going on.
Okay.
And so I've been listening to a lot of just songs that are like, don't, like that kind of stuff.
Have you been listening to solely Imagine Dragons? Because that's what I think you
some,
listen
but
to
not,
on Beat Saber.
Not entirely, because on Beat Saber now there's like... rock like mixtapes of like Steppenwolf and all these other like 60s, 70s, 80s like songs that are now for Beat Saber that like, all right, I'm into this, I'll play this. And then like Lady Gaga and all these like fun
I could get really into some Enya Beat Saber. I've never played Beat Saber, but that's my best. Some
exactly,
Orinoco flow on Beat Saber.
That's
now
exactly
I'm back
how
in.
It goes.
Okay, guys. Well, let's let the
thank
let
you
the
guys
people...
for letting us have a week of. I mean, what else is new? Chaos. But thank you so much for all of your support this week. It has not gone unnoticed, and it has been incredibly helpful in moving through these weird moments.
Yes.
Yeah.
That, and thank you for being supportive of Grace.
Yeah.
And we love you, you weirdos, and we don't say that a lot on here. I gotta go.
Yep.
The vodka. It's got weird.
Yep.